Good morning. Once upon a time, there was an Arab man who had three sons. The man passed away and his sons inherited his wealth. His estate was all settled amicably except for one slight problem. He had 17 camels, and you can't divide 17 by 3. Worse than that, he stated in his will that he wanted his sons to inherit differing proportions. The eldest son was to get half of everything, the middle son a sixth of everything, and the youngest son to get a ninth of everything. How can you divide 17 camels that way? Everybody scratched their head in perplexity. And then a wise old friend offered to help. He said, "I'll lend you my own camel." "How will that help?" they wondered. "Well, listen and I'll tell you. With my extra camel, you now have 18 camels. So give the eldest son his half, which is 9 camels. Give the middle son his share, the third, which is 6 camels. And give the youngest son his 9th share, which is 2 camels. That's a total of 9 plus 6 plus 2, which equals 17 camels. So I'll just take my own camel back again, thank you. And everybody will be happy." The 18th camel solved the problem. The 18th camel was just brought in briefly to fix the problem and then it was withdrawn again. In the same way, we call out a plumber to solve a problem and then he goes away again. Jesus' whole life and death and resurrection was an 18th camel. He came to earth to fix what was wrong with the world and then he went back home to heaven again. And Jesus calls us to be 18th camels every day of our lives, to be catalytic Christians who come into a problem situation and make a difference for the better and then move on again. If you practice the art, you will keep seeing problems which you can come into briefly and make a wee contribution, which might be the tipping point and then make all the difference. So, enjoy being an 18th camel today and every day.